Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building that dark, atmosphere-heavy jungle and old-school DN beat edit in Ableton Live 12, the kind of tune that feels spacious and moody, but still shakes the floor when the low end comes in. And that balance is the whole game here. In drum and bass, the atmosphere should not just be decoration. It should help the sub feel bigger, make the break edits feel more alive, and give the drop that haunted, record-like energy that old-school jungle does so well. So let's set this up properly. First, start a new live set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic starting point for jungle rollers and darker DNB. Then create your main tracks, drums, bass, atmos, and effects. If you want to stay organized, also create two return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. Keeping the session clean matters a lot in a fast style like this, because when the arrangement starts moving, you do not want to be hunting around for what's on which track. Before we build anything loud, leave yourself some headroom. That means don't max everything out. A good rough mix target is to keep the master peaking around negative 6 dB. That gives you room for the sub, the break, and all the atmosphere without the mix getting crushed. Now, and this is important, build the low end first. Atmosphere only feels huge when the bass is already doing its job. On the bass track, load up Wavetable or Drift. If you use Wavetable, start with a simple saw or square-based sound. If you use Drift, go for something basic and slightly unstable, because that little bit of character can make the sound feel more alive. Keep it mono using utility after the instrument. That part is crucial. The sub should stay centered and solid. You want the real weight below roughly 80 to 100 Hz to stay clean and focused. For the bass tone, start with the filter fairly closed, somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz for the mid-bass layer, and add a little grit with saturator if needed. You do not need to overdo it. Even 2 to 6 dB of drive can give the bass enough dirt to feel old school. If you want that restyle movement, use a little detune or unison, but keep it controlled. Too much movement in the wrong place and your low end gets blurry fast. Now write a simple phrase. You do not need a complicated melody. In fact, for this style, simpler is usually better. Try a dark key like F minor, G minor, or D minor. These sit nicely under moody atmospheres and work well for that jungle vibe. A really good beginner approach is to make the bass rhythmic rather than busy. Maybe one sustained note for tension, one or two offbeat stabs, and a little gap for call and response. That space is important. It gives the drums room to breathe and lets the atmosphere feel like it's interacting with the groove instead of fighting it. Next, let's get the breakbeat working. On the drums track, drag in an Amen style break if you have one, or any old school break from your library. If you don't have a loop, you can slice your own break in Simpler or edit it manually in Arrangement View. The main thing is to think in edits, not just loops. That means chopping the break into phrases, muting certain hits, and leaving little gaps for atmosphere tails and effects. A classic jungle feel comes from those tiny imperfections and variations. It does not need to sound polished in a modern pop way. It needs to feel alive. If the break feels too flat, use drum bus to give it some smack. A little drive can help, and a touch of crunch can add that rough edge. Keep the boom low unless you really want extra thump. If the break is muddy, use EQ8 to trim some low mid boxiness, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the top end gets too sharp, tame the harshness gently in the higher range. Now comes the atmosphere layer, and this is where the tune really starts to open up. On the Atmos track, create a dark pad or drone using Drift, Wavetable, or even a resampled texture in Simpler. You've got two easy directions here. One is a Drift pad with a long attack, long release, and a fairly closed filter. The other is a Wavetable drone with slow movement on the filter or Wavetable position. For beginners, I'd recommend keeping it simple. Make one eerie chord, hold it for 2 or 4 bars, and let it hang there. Then chop the tail or resample it so it feels more like a record than a soft synth patch. That single step can make a huge difference. When you print the sound to audio, you can edit it like a phrase instead of just leaving it to loop forever. This is a really important point. In jungle and old school DNB, short edits often work better than long pads. Tiny, reversed bits, chop tails, and brief stabs can sound way more authentic than a constant wash of ambience. Now let's make that atmosphere breathe. Add auto filter to the Atmos track. If you want, you can also use it on the mid-bass layer. Then automate the cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. Start dark in the intro, open it a bit before the drop, and pull it back if the mix starts getting too crowded. A good beginner range is to start with the filter somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz in the intro, then open it up toward 1 to 3K Hz during the build. You do not need to sweep it wildly. Indeed, NB, small movement can feel massive because the arrangement is moving so fast anyway. Also, automate your reverb send. That's one of the easiest ways to create tension. More reverb in the breakdown, less in the drop. And if you want the drop to hit harder, bring the reverb down right before impact so the space suddenly tightens up. That contrast is what makes the return feel heavy. Now, let's keep the atmosphere from muddying the bass. On the Atmos track, at EQ8 and high pass, it's somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. That clears space for the sub. If the sound still feels cloudy, try a gentle dip in the 250 to 500 Hz region, because that's where a lot of mud lives. You can also give the atmosphere a little presence in the 2 to 5 kHz range if it needs to cut through, but do that carefully. On the bass track, keep checking the mono compatibility. Utility is your friend here. Make the sub mono, and avoid wide stereo effects in the low end. If you want width, give it to the mid bass or the atmosphere, not the sub. A really beginner-safe method is to split the bass into two layers, one sub layer and one mid layer. Keep the sub clean and centered, then high pass the mid layer so it doesn't fight the fundamentals. That separation is one of the biggest things that helps the mix stay powerful. Now let's add some effects edits. On the FX track, create short transition sounds. A reversed cymbal, a noise burst, a chopped vocal fragment, a pitch down impact. Anything like that can work. A simple chain of simpler, auto filter, reverb, utility, and maybe a bit of saturator can give you a lot of mileage. Sweep the filter open over one or two bars, then cut the dry level right as the drop hits. That little motion helps the ear understand that something is changing, even if the actual sound is very simple. And this is the big arrangement idea. Do not just loop everything for 16 bars and hope it feels like a track. Arrange it like a real DNB tune. A basic structure could be 8 bars of intro with Atmos and filtered break, then 8 bars of tension with a hint of bass, then the first drop with full drums and sub. Later, you can switch up the energy with a halftime feel or a more stripped-back atmospheric section, then bring the main energy back in. A really effective move is to remove the bass for 1 bar before the drop, or mute the kick for half a bar. Then let a reverb tail or reverse effects fill the empty space. That kind of contrast makes the drop feel way heavier when it lands. Also remember the DJ-friendly side of the arrangement. If you want this to mix well, keep the intro and outro clear enough to work in a set. Don't fill every gap. Leave space. In DNB, the power often comes from what you leave out. At this point, do a simple mix check. Listen for whether the kick and sub are fighting. Check whether the atmosphere is audible but not masking the drums. Make sure the reverb tails are not washing over the drop. And always check the whole thing in mono at least once. If the atmosphere disappears in mono, it may be too dependent on stereo widening. If the bass loses weight, your low layers probably need cleanup. This is where simple tools like utility and EQ8 save you a lot of pain. Once something sounds good, print it, freeze it, flatten it, or resample it to audio. That's a great Ableton habit, especially for atmospheric material. When you convert it to audio, you can chop it, reverse little pieces, fade the edges, and turn it into something that feels much more like a real edit. That's how you get the haunted, old-school feel. Not by making everything bigger, but by making each sound more intentional. So here's the mindset to remember. Build the sub and break first, then shape the atmosphere around them. Keep the low end clean and mono. High pass the atmosphere. Automate your filter and reverb. Think in phrases and edits, not endless loops. And most of all, use contrast. Thin intro, heavier drop, wet breakdown, tighter groove, wide atmosphere, focused bass. That push and pull is the energy of jungle on darker DNB. If you do this right, the atmosphere will not compete with the low end. It will make the low end feel even bigger. Now go build that 16-bar edit. Keep it moody, keep it tight, and let the floor shake.